Hurricane season begins next week, and the government's top weather agency says it's going to be a tough one.
And it's another big question about the whole Gulf crisis.
Exactly. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is forecasting 8 to 14 hurricanes this season. It may be one of the most active seasons recently. Joining us now, Aaron Studwell, senior meteorologist for First Insight Trading in Houston. First of all, let's talk about the season itself. 8 to 14 hurricanes, that's a lot, right?
Yes, that is correct. It's well above average.
And what is causing us to predict a severe season?
There are three factors we're looking at right now. We're looking at coming out of an El Nino and looking into going into a neutral or La Nina condition in the Pacific, which leads to more storms in the Atlantic. We've been very warm in the Atlantic basin, very warm water, which will lead to more storms. And then we've been in an active phase across the Atlantic basin since 1995.
Well, I read that there only 8 seasons have ever brought 16 or more storms, and some people are saying we could get up to 18 this season. That sounds like, you know, a pretty severe hurricane season at the worst time possible.
That's correct, and our forecast goes 14 to 16. So when I saw the numbers yesterday from NOAA going 14 to 23. It definitely caught a lot of people's eyes, and it definitely surprised me.
And people are looking at the loop current and what that may do, especially in terms of the Gulf oil disaster.
Correct, because if a storm does go over that track and then kind of gets pulled backwards, because as the water would move around the storm because of the wind and the waves, there's a definite possibility that a storm moving into the Gulf would push that oil back into the loop current.
Huh.
Well, it only takes a 4-foot swell to get something up and over the booms that they're using and even up and over those barrier islands. So really, if we have any kind of hurricane at all, it's going to cause a higher than 4-foot swell, and that oil is going to move into places where it's harder to clean up.
Right. And I would even say those booms, the ones that are using for cleanup further out in the Gulf, will just be gone. They'll have to take those in.
They'll be destroyed.
And then the booms are using to block the barrier islands. That is my largest concern, is that storm surge does push that over the barrier islands and into very environmentally sensitive areas, Louisiana marshes and then beaches along the Mississippi and Alabama coast.
Oh.
You know, we heard this morning from someone who suggested that there's a danger of airborne oil contamination, of it being drawn up into the storm and basically sprayed over the areas where people actually live and causing greater contamination and even a sort of an airborne toxicity.
I've seen that theory as well. I'm pretty much a believer in it as well. I can really see the storms move on shore. We're going to add to the cleanup effort. Now, not only do we have homes damaged and destroyed or kind of covered with an oily residue.
When could we see our first hurricane?
Generally, we don't see the first one until late July, early August. Because we are forecasting a more active season, we could see as early as late June to early July. We have been watching the models. There's possibilities for development in the Caribbean Sea this Memorial Day weekend. And then we've already had one storm off the North Carolina coast that actually had the potential for development. And that was either going to be subtropical storm or tropical storm Alex.
Okay, well, that adds certainly to the pressure and to the urgency as well, to the Gulf oil spill. Aaron Studwell, senior meteorologist for First Insight Trading in Houston.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.